1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you to A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools. And this morning we take a look from the orchestra pit. That's the general term, but actually it's maybe a little bit demeaning, but I apologize if that's the case. Zeeland Public Schools Orchestra instructor Marie Ten Hell's office on the other end of our line. Marie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on today.
It is an exciting time for a lot of things going on in Zeeland Public Schools, and for you and all involved with the joint orchestra, as Zeeland East and Zeeland West High Schools work together on a lot of things, and the orchestra is certainly one of them, and trying to mold the young men and women into a beautiful-sounding orchestra is certainly a challenge.
Yes, it is, but it's a lot of fun. It's great to see the students grow from year to year. I get to start them as sixth graders and graduate them as 12th graders, so it's really fun to see them mature as musicians.
What changes do you have to make with your teaching from the initial part? Obviously, sixth graders, maybe first time they've ever picked up an instrument. By the time they're seniors and getting out of high school, they should have some dexterity in it.
Right, right. But we start very simple with them so they can learn each step at a time. And by the time in high school, they're pretty much understanding everything. So I get to put the different music in front of them at that point. And it's just a different approach because they're more mature students also.
Well, yeah, my experience is more in the athletic fields and talking with the athletic coaches, especially on the girls' side, and I'm not certain why. They say that sometimes from year to year you just don't know whether or not a young lady or even a young man will continue their passion and be willing to continue with their sport. Perhaps they see that their abilities are limited and they just drop out. Do you see that with orchestra, or are you able to maintain that continuity over year and year out, year in and year out?
We've been able to maintain a very good continuity here in Zeeland. The students are able to do their sports as well as do their practicing, and it's been a good thing to see the students continue in their performing art as well as their athletic ability.
Marie, one other thing before we talk about upcoming programs, especially in the athletics field, we see sometimes well-meaning parents and friends maybe push their youngsters a little bit too far and maybe push them out of certain sports because of the pressures. Do you get that maybe on the young men and women or maybe on yourself from some parents who maybe want to see their youngsters do more than what they're capable of or what they need to do within the program?
And that's an interesting statement. I don't recall a parent who's pushed their student too far in the music program. They're very supportive. They understand what their student can do, and it's been a really good experience for me here.
We're talking with Marie Ten Helshoff, who is the orchestra instructor with Zeeland Public Schools. We're E to Z with Zeeland Public Schools, and it's a new school year, even though we are, you know, 6 weeks into it. It's time to start getting ready for some of the fall programs. What's coming up?
Next week, Thursday, the orchestra will be in a clinic with the Moxie Strings. It's an electric violin and cello duet that go through the schools and also perform around the cities in West Michigan and around the nation, and they're going to learn a new song that day and perform it at the concert at night. They will improvise with that. They will arrange it. It's a really exciting time for the students to have these dynamic young people in to work with them. So we have a concert at 7:30 next week, Thursday night, at the DeWitt Auditorium in East.
Now, the question I have for you, Maria, one of my nieces is a band member down in the Toledo area, and she had the opportunity to work with members of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. They come up in the morning, and by that evening, they perform part of a concert. It's similar, I would think, to what's going on with these Moxie Strings, but how quickly can they learn and adapt and be able to do something in a very short period of time?
We have a two-hour clinic, and the students will learn a song by rote. It won't be on a piece of music. They just have to learn it by listening to it. And it's about maybe 32 measures, like a folk song would be. And then we improvise with it. We arrange it different ways. So we play it a few different ways And that's the kind of song that they will play with the electric guitar and the electric bass and violin. And then they also have their drummer. So it'll be a lot of fun for the students to put all this together in 2 hours.
Marie Ten Helsoff, what about competition in the sense of your program? Is it more just being able to put out the best performance possible for the audiences at Zeeland, or is there competition that Zeeland schools are in the orchestra field?
There can be competitions. I choose not to bring my students to competitions. I think it's better to do clinics. They get more out of the clinics working with other professional musicians than doing competitions, but there are solo ensemble festivals that we can be judged as an individual without competing. Or like when the high school went to Disney, we did the performing arts workshop, and we learned a lot there without competing.
Now, one final thing, Marie, and we'll let you go, and we appreciate you joining us on A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools. You mentioned the upcoming Moxie Strings concert event coming up next week, but what other items are on the agenda for the orchestra, especially in the case of trying to raise some funds for some good things that the orchestra can do?
In March, we do what we call jukebox jingles. The students are in small ensembles, and they learn music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They dress up in their poodle skirts or their leather jackets. And we have different rooms that we call cafes, and there's a jukebox in the cafe where people can come and purchase the music, and then the students will play the piece that they've purchased. And then that's a big fundraiser for us.
Marie Ten Helsoff, the orchestra director, instructor at Zeeland Public Schools. We appreciate you joining us on A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools. Wish you and everyone well coming up this next Thursday with the Moxie Strings event. Again, it's an 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock concert.
It's a 7:30 concert.
Ah, it's in between.
Yes.
Over at the DeWitt Theater on the Zeeland East Campus. And we hope everything goes well with the young men and women with the Moxie Strings.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's sure. Marie Ten Helsoff, the ZPS Orchestra instructor. And that's A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools, brought to you by Zeeland Public Schools.